his friends. This year we'll be discussing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'Nashim. Zchus Avimori Marasi Sheyichyu L'Nishmas Marsester Vas Reb Shmuel Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi Reb Alexander Zisha Ben Reb Yosef Maras Chanabret Sugyona Marasat Chanabret Reb Meir Zev. And we're basing ourselves in the Sefer Sheiris Yosef of Harav Hagon Reb Shlomo Halevi Varman Zichrono Livracha. In Chelik Beis Siman Dalet, he was asked about a woman who was Mesayima Meseches. So is her Siyum considered a Sudas Mitzvah? Interesting Shaila. The Rambam writes in the first parak of Vilchus Talmud Torah Halacha Yud Gimel, Ha'isha ish shalom de Torah ish l'schar v'leinu k'schar ish m'nei shalom et stabes. V'chol osa dover shenu mitzuva lov la'aso so ein schar k'schar ha'mitzvah she'asa el ha'pachas mimenu. V'af ish ish l'schar tzivucham shalai ilamir adem esbito Torah v'nei shirov anashim ein datan mu'chuvanus l'slamet. Elhin motzias divrei Torah l'divrei havai. V'fi aniyus daitan amrucham kolam lamir esbito Torah k'ilim de tiflus. So Rambam says that when a woman learns Torah, she is schar, but not like the schar of a man, because she wasn't commanded. And if you do something you're not commanded to do, you don't have schar like somebody who's commanded. And even though she has schar, the Chacham commanded that a person shouldn't teach his daughter Torah, because most women are not capable, ain't datan mechuvanos, their mind is not focused to learn properly, but rather they take divrei Torah and they misunderstand it according to their limited understanding of learning. Just quoting the Rambam. So Chum say, if you teach your Torah Torah, it's like you're malamid her tiflis, like nonsense. And that's only Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, lechatchila, no. But if you teach her, it's not malamid her tiflis. And the Rambam's source is an open Gemara in Soto Chafalaf and Beis. That says it's malamid, it's pito Torah, kila malamid her tiflis. Now, the fact that the Rambam writes that Torah Shebichsav, you shouldn't teach her lechatchila, the Chafetz Chaim already writes in the Likutei Halachos and Maseches Sota that was only in the olden days, that everybody would just follow Derech Avosav, Shal Avicha V'Yagetcha, and the children would end up from. But now that people don't accept from their parents, it's a mitzvah rabba to teach girls Chumash, to teach them Navi, to teach them Ksuvim, to teach them Musrei Chazal, teach them Pirkei Avos, teach them Menorah Samaor, whatever you do to give them Yiras Shemayim, to make sure that they remain firm. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. So today it's not B'diavit, today it's Lechatchila, and so is Marich Rizalman Sirotskin in the Sefer Maznaim L'Mishpat and Simon Membeis. Lo Kedaras HaRishon Udaras HaAchron Mevadei Shiviz Manein, who are not permitted to be Marichik, the girls from Jewish education, because Bizman Hazeh, if someone doesn't get a Jewish education, they're finished, they lose out on their eternal life. So he said, therefore, it's a big mitzvah to be yaseid, but they say for Labanos, to instill within them emunah, tahora, v'yadiyas ha-torah v'amitzvah, and anybody who's a makari of girls is doing a great mitzvah. So we have the great Lutzke Rav Zalman Sarotskin, we have the great Chafetz Chaim, who tell us that lechatchila today, you should be teaching girls Torah, at least Torah Shebichsav and Musar, etc. However, the Rambam says that it's also to teach them Torah Shebal Peh, and if you teach Torah Shebal Peh, it's kilum lam de tiflis. So we see that there were great women who were wonderful in Torah Shebal Peh. Ruria, Bito Shel Rabbi Chanina ben Tarajon, Be'eshes Rabbi Meir, Ha'isam Ha'od Melumedes, she taught halachas, Dvarei Nishmaim Ke'echad Megdolei Atanaim, Psachim Samach Beis Amid Beis, Rabbi Yochanan Heidelea, she was a Bekiya B'Gimel Me'os Halachas B'chus Yuchsin, Tosefta Dekelem Perakama, she was Machri and a Machlokas between Rabbi Tar from Rabbanim B'dinei Tum of Atara. Unbelievable. Tosefta Kelem. It says that that one of the Tanaim said that Yafa Amro Bito Mibno, that Bruria said better than his son, than a male. And we find many places like this, Brachas Davav Amid Aleph, Erev Negimel Amid Beis. So we have numerous instances of Beruria being shown as a great Talmidah Chachama in the Sefer Shem Gedol in Mareches Reish from the Chida. He brings the Rashbitz, who's Migdalei Hamorim, brings a Teretz in the name of a certain Rebbetzin. The son of the Sma brings two Dinim that his mother, the Rebbetzin, was Mechadesh. Other Sfarim, you have Rebbetzins being Mishtatef in Shutim Tashbitzche Lekimel Simen Ein Ches. He brings a perish al Hashas b'shem Arabanis Eishes Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yochanan. He says she was Melumedes b'Torah v'Talmud Shut Maharshal Simen Choftes. Brings from Imo Ziknaso. She was a maggid shir for a few years. Tafsa Yeshiva Kamishanim, and the Sefer Sivuve Rapsachia Miragensburg, that the Rosh Yeshiva in Baghdad had one daughter, and she was a Pekiya Pemikra of a Talmud. She was an expert in learning in Chumash, Tanakh, and Gemara. She would teach the boys. She would be inside, the boys would be out, they wouldn't see her, but she would teach them. From the other room, in the Likutei Yosher, it says the daughter-in-law of Amariel Yisraelin, Shakta B'Torah Ke'echad Agvarim, and they also tell about the, I don't know if it's true, she just wrote the Chedushim, the wife of Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. Did she really help in the learning, or did she just copy down what he wrote? That I'm not sure of. They tell about these, maybe she knew how to learn. They tell about the sister of the Aderis from Yerushalayim, that she would give and take in halacha, and she would express her opinion in chakiras and svaras, and in Yagdil Torah there was a chiddush printed in her name. And the Sefer Makor Baruch, from the author of the Torah Tamima, he brings a long rishim of Nashim Sitkanias b'meshach hadaros, she'sasku b'Torah shebal peh, v'yum l'modos b'shasu poskim, and they weren't choshish me'isser. Because of call of the Gemara that says, Rabbi Eliezer, call him lamedes b'Torah ki'im lamed tiflis. So it's clear that these women weren't doing anything wrong. So how do we explain their behavior? So it could be that the whole Isser Lima Torah l'Nashim is incumbent upon the father. Shalayilamid Adam is Bito Torah. So that Isser is on the father, but the girl, the woman herself, can learn. We find this also in Hilchas Avadim, Perek Ches Me'er Rambam, Hilchas Avadim Alachi Yud Ches, that a master is not allowed to teach his Eved Torah, but the Eved can learn himself. Based on the Yerushalmi, it says you're not allowed to teach your Eved Torah, and they said either it was an Eved who did, who knew how to read the Torah, and the answer was that Shalom Ad Me'elav. So it's only if your master teaches you, but if you learn yourself, then you're fine. Say the same thing about women, that the father is not allowed to teach them, but if they do it on their own, it's fine. Rambam writes, "Mipnei sherov hanashim ein datan mechovas l'islamid," but there are miut nashim that are royal l'islamid, l'mot Torah. And they're not motzi divrei Torah l'divrei havai. So if you know that somebody comes out of the rove, is not part of the rove, then they can learn Torah shebal peh. So if a woman has this desire to learn, then you can allow her to learn. It says, Rove nashim. But maybe she's not part of the rove. So if that's the case, then you can say further that even the father can teach her. The father's not allowed to teach her if she's the rove. But if she proves herself, she asserts that she's not part of the rove and she does know how to learn, then you can teach her. That's what Chaim David Alevi says in a tshuva of his, the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. Was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. One can argue that today, that women are so educated, it's not even the rove anymore. They teach them math and science and history, and they go to Ivy League schools, and they're just a lot more intellectual than they used to be. So in a period when women weren't, this is my own addendum, this is not what Rav Arman says, but this is what many people argue. In the olden days, women weren't intellectual. They didn't know how to read or write. But today, women are very intellectual. They're trained from, you know, kindergarten, first grade, very heavy academic load. So their das is a lot more mechuvan l'lumod. In the Prisha Shalatur Yardei Reish Membav, he writes that if a woman lamda la'atzma, we see that she's yotzem in arov, and it's beseder. She's not motzi as a Torah l'divrei havai. The Gra in Yaradan, Reish Mem Vav, he says that the marker of the Rambam to Asur Lima Torah Shabbat Lenashim, Torah Shabbat Pep for women, is from the Dharm Lamed Hamad Beis. That Amudar Menah Mechaver, if somebody's not allowed to get an out from his friend, he can still teach him Medrash Halachas Vagadas, Ay Torah Shabbat Pep, but not Mikra. But he can teach his sons and his daughters Mikra. So you see that the Heter B'Limud HaBanos is only Mikra. But again, there we're talking about a Gadol HaMelamed. But what about if a girl wants to learn on her own? That's a different story. That if a girl wants to learn on her own, she can learn on her own. In the Tshuvas HaMa'aril HaKadosh, Siman Memei, Sif Katan Beis, he writes, V'shuv Tamata Al HaNashim, Shemavarchas Perchas HaTorah V'chalakta D'lo Dami, Shofar Lubim Shem D'kos V'ramam Kilo Malam D'tiflos HaLav Pirchi, V'shuvascha B'tzitcha Davka Torah Shabbat Peh V'lo Torah Shabbat Davka Malam D'lebitu V'lo Shih Shalom D'me'atzma, Yesh L'Sachar K'sheinu M'tzkenu M'tzu V'osa Shehi Mechavenes L'tova. How are women making Birchas HaTorah? Answer is, the whole vort of Malam de Tiflus is Dafka Torah Shabbat Peh, not Shebichsav, so they can make Birchas HaTorah and Bichsav. And it's also Malamed Lebito. But if she learned herself, she has Schar. Kach Mufurish, B'tshubas HaMeril HaYishanos, Shebereish is Rav Meir, Lam de Torah Me'atzma. Maybe we can also be mitzar if the gears of the tour in Siman Reish Mem Vav Kibur Shel Aprisha the Mutra Lamed Lenashim Torah Shabbal Peh. There's more of a chashash in Torah Shabbat when you don't teach them Torah Shabbal Peh than when you do. Because if you just teach them Torah Shabbichsav, then they're going to misunderstand Torah Shabbichsav. Chazal instructed us how to understand Torah Shabbichsav. So Rashi is based on Torah Shabbal Peh. So why do they have to learn Chumash with Rashi and other Mepharshim? Otherwise, one can chas v'shalom come to Kfira. And therefore, if a girl has a desire, says Rav Varman, those in Abanashik for Bagru, and they got big and they want to learn Torah Shabbat Peh in high school, and they show that they have the intellectual capacity to do so, and they have a cheshek to do so, then there's no Isser and Adarav. We should help them do so. And so writes in the Sefer Makor Chaim, Rav Chaim David HaLevi, Lebanos Yisrael, and it's well known that Rav Soloveitchik was Matia Lemaisa to teach girls even Torah Shabbat Peh. And it's well known that he gave the first shiur in the Stern College in Gemara. I don't know what level he was giving the shiur, but I'm sure he made it understandable even to people who didn't have such a background. However, even if we say that there's no Isser, even in Torah Shabbat Peh, but it's clear there's no Chi of Talmud Torah on women, so there's no Chi for girls, they're not learned mitzvah to teach, they're not mitzvah to learn, so Paskins the Rambam, Menachos Talmud Torah, the beginning. But those dinim that are shaykh to women, avad, the women have to learn. In the Sefer Beis HaLevi, he writes that even mitzvahs that are nogos benashim, when they're learning, there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Like men have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah just to learn mitzvah to learning. And women are learning in order to know what to do, but it's not a tachlis la'atzma. That's why it says by Hakel that men are coming to learn, women are coming just l'shmoa. And this is not Kiben Azai that says Chayav Adam Lamed is Bito Torah. So when she is learning in order to know what to do, she gets a mitzvah. It's just not like, it's not a tachlis la'atzma. It's not like the mitzvah according to the Beis HaLevi of Talmud Torah L'Gvarim for men. So the Achronim say that the two gedarim in Talmud Torah, one is learning Torah, v'gisa b'yom v'layla. That's why it says in the Menachas Tzadi Tesam at Beis, that Ben Dama said, I learned Kol HaTorah Kula, can I learn Chachmi Yavanis? Rabbi Shmuel said, Lo Yom HaSefer Zem Mipicha Bikas V'Yom HaMalayla. Find a time that's neither day nor night and learn Chachmi Yavanis. So it's a mitzvah of Limud, even though you're not going to have any additional Yediyah, you already know it. And then there's Yediyah Satar, you have to know it, Vishinantam, that Divrei Torah Mechudad and Pichad should be sharp in your mouth. So you have to have Yediyah Satar, it's Liman Atar, Yediyah Satar. So according to that, we can say that since from the Pasuk, Limanatam Osamas Benechem, we remind women, and from the Pasuk of Vishinantam Levanecha, we don't find a Miut Lenashim. So it could be that women are only mismayed from the Chiv of Limatar, but they still have a Gedr of Yediyah Satar. And therefore they have to learn those mitzvahs that are Noeg Bahem. Those mitzvahs they have to keep, and therefore women have to say Berachos HaTorah because they have the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. We don't have a Derash of Shinantan Levanecha V'lo Levanosecha, and that it says in Sotah Chafal, if the women don't have Schus Torah, maybe that's a gather of Limud Mogen, that they don't have a Schus of Torah that's making on them. The Limud doesn't protect them, but it doesn't mean that they don't have a mitzvah at all. And that's why it says that men came lilmod to be mekayim the gedra of limud by hakel, and noshim bos lishmo chagiga gimel amen aleph to be masig yediyah satara. That's the loke ben azai, like it says in Yerushalmi, because according to ben azai, you have to teach your daughter, could be there even chayv in limud. And the Rav Arman said over this mahalach to Rav Lezer Silver, and he liked it. So Baruch Hashem. Megillah Chav Gimel Amid Aleph HaKol Ol Neminyan Shiva Afilu Katan Afilu Isha. But Chachamim say that a woman shouldn't read Mipnei Kavadat Sibur. So Patsim is the Mechaber Meish Pei Beis. So Lachar we see that Meikar Adin women are chayvin Kriyas HaTorah. Otherwise how can they be Motzi men, even though Kriyas HaTorah was decreed for Talmud Torah? Also says in Masechah Sofrim, Nashim chayavus l'shmo kriya sefer kanashim. So based on what we said, women are chayim yediyas haTorah. So therefore, that's they're also in the category. Therefore, they can also be motzi man in kriya haTorah. According to that, we're being makatzer where the Rav was marich, but if a woman makes a siyum, then her siyum is a sudas mitzvah. So it's a simcha for everybody. But is it roy for ishet snu of a maaseh to make a siyum for other men that are not part of her household? Maybe Alts Kolkavud Abbas Melch Panima, no. But in principle, the idea of a woman making a siyum is a sudas mitzvah. Asheri the Dor Shizach Lenashim Sidkanus Kel Shoskus Betorah Bavoda Bishkei the Rabba, Messiahimus Mesechtos and Mishtalmus Betorah Bahalacha, Tofashere Samod Nadir, Gan Baharbi Deris Kodman, Valvaisha Telmadna Kobanos Israel Torah Ken Osim Nashim Sidkanus. Wow. He says, what a generation that the women are making siyume mesechtos. There were some women who finished shas also. So, Rav Arman is very positive on this phenomenon, and that's he lived in Kew Gardens Hills. That definitely goes in Kew Gardens Hills. I'm not sure how in Bnei Brak this would fly. Actually, I am sure. But that's his approach, and there are other approaches also, but it's very instructive to see such a great Talmud Chacham who felt that this is a positive phenomenon. Like it says in the Gemara that in the time of Chizkiah, they checked from Givus Ad in Tipris, and they didn't find a boy or a girl, a man or a woman that weren't Bekiyan Bilchus Tumah V'Tayrah. And the Maharsha brings from Rashi and Yeshaya that women Bekiyas even Isser V'Heter, and the Torah is a Samachayim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.